Who made your heart? Who made your soul? Who knows more about what's going on in your own heart than even you do? Well, of course, the Lord. The Lord made our heart. He made our soul. He knows more about what's going on in here than we at times do. On this feast day of St. Augustine, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't remind us of his most famous quote when he said, "Lord, you made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." How true that is. How we search for rest in so many different ways, not always simply bad things, but sometimes things that simply don't satisfy. And we grasp for them, and we long for them, and then we get them, and they don't satisfy because our hearts weren't made for them. Our hearts were made for one thing: to know God. Jesus shares what I think is one of the most haunting lines in Scripture today when he tells these virgins, when they're saying, "Lord, let us in," and he says, "I do not know you. I do not know you." Pope Francis said recently that a world that does not know God is infinitely sad. That a world that does not know God, know who he is infinitely sad. The reason we experience so much sadness in people around us is not because of the economy. It's not because of terrorism. It's not because of any of those things. The reason the world is sad is because the world, and even us at times, aren't fully aware of who God is. So one of the best things we can do for ourselves, for our families, for this community, is to desire a growth in knowledge of God. So let's express to God this day, "God, I want to know you. I want a deeper friendship with you. Because I know that you know me. And I know that if you know me better and if I know you better, my heart will find greater rest." That's really what it's all about.